Wednesday night of Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, so Friday is Ches B'Av, and Thursday is Zayin Av. So it's already Zayin Av, B'chayra. Oral Zayin Av, we're in Shmaitzer Gimel. We want to make a party when we finish it. Maybe we'll do it together with Justin Zufruf. I think it used to be we could make the Siyam with a minion. We're down to a mezumen.
Plus one.
Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches. This is a very, very geschmack of Perek. A pity that no one's around to hear it. Not no one, Chas V'Shalom. You're not no one. If you guys were learning before the shiur, so like, what do you need the shiur for? Kosev Shulchan Aruch, Sofek im Hibetzas Nevela, Om Hibetzas Shchuta Muteres. A Beitzas Nevela means, we're talking about a fully formed egg, the kind of egg that's sold in the marketplace. It's from a chicken, and the chicken was found to be a nevela. Now the egg forms already in the, wherever it is in the chicken. I don't want to say it doesn't have a womb.
In the gizzard.
Wherever it is. And when the egg is fully formed, even if the mother's a nevela, the egg is mutter. The egg is an entity in and of itself, and it's mutter. So midiyaraisa. A beitzos nevela is a bay of a nevela that was fully formed in the mother, in the hen, and therefore it's mutter. But it's also midrabon. Okay, so we have a sofek drabon on. If you have a sofek, im he beitzos nevela, or im he beitzos shchuta, muteris. Of course, it's also midrabon. So you have a sofek drabon on, good old sofek drabon on lukula. If it's formed so much that, it's sold like that, and therefore speak of the kula. Because of Shema Shach, the Shach says, you could have different kinds of sveikas. You could have one hen that's a nevela. You could have two, you don't know if the egg came from this one or from that one. Or it could have come from a chicken. That the shechita was a sofek nevela, sofek a good shechita. So because of the shach, zelushono, afilum yadanu. So that's for sure. That's a no-brainer. Did it come from this chicken or that chicken? That's a no-brainer, sofek rabbanu. But now we're going to get into problems, and it's going to be a chiddush if it came from a chicken that had a sofek shechita. If a chicken had a sofek shechita, then on the chicken we paskin it's an avela because of the chazaka, avena zvucha. So the chicken has a psak that it's an avela. And we're talking about an egg that shmaitzer gimel perik yutches. So we're talking about an egg that came from a sofek nevela. So because of Shema Shach, so the Shach writes, you have an egg that's a sofek nevela, it's coming from a chicken that's a sofek nevela. And if it's a vaday nevela, the egg is also midirabonon, not midiraisu, but midirabonon. So, afilum yadana bevaday me ezer tanagoylis, if you know which chicken it came from, elosh a sofek hu min nevela olo, the shechita was messed up, the grain sofek b'shechita, the kaim lunch hu pasul, so the chicken you can't eat. Because you have a chazaka, cheskosein azvucha, you have to go to chumra. But the egg is mutter because the egg is also midrabanan and sofek drabanan lekula. So here you have a case, bum 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 is right. Here you have a case where an egg is born from a chicken. The chicken was shechted properly, maybe yeah, maybe not, sofek. On the chicken we paskin, sorry, we treat you like an avela because of the chazaka. But on the egg we're saying, it's only also midrabanan and sofek drabanan lekula. That's the case. That's the Shulchan Aruch and that's the Shach. Because of the love of Sefer Minchas Yaakov, the Zelashon of the Tzorechion. Why? How could the Shach say that? The Shach b'din esveikas posak, the filu isser drabonon. When you have an isser drabonon, kol sheyesh lo cheskas isser, Osir b'sofeg, you don't say something drabonon l'kula if there's a cheskas iser. Even in an iser drabonon, if there's a cheskas iser, and it's a sofeg drabonon, but if you have a chazoka, it's osir. A cheskas iser, obviously. You don't say sofeg drabonon l'kula against the chazoka. So here, Frek the Minchas Yaakov asks the Minchas Yaakov, Yim Kain, Kivin the Kaimon Kol Sofeg B'Shechit Apostle, the Behemah B'Chayel B'Cheskas Isser Aymedes. Yim Kain, Beit Zazu, Yesh L'Cheskas Isser, Dimin Avela Kasi. Yim Kain, Yesh L'Esser, Mi Sofeg Ad Kan L'Shono. In other words, we shouldn't look at the Beya in a vacuum and say it's Sofeg D'Rabbonon and you go L'Kula. But just like the Chazoka that Paskin on the mother, that the chicken is a nevela, because that's the chazaka. The chazaka says it was not shechted properly. So that chazaka should carry over to the egg, and you shouldn't be able to say something to Rabbanan Lekula because it's against the chazaka. Now,
couldn't this be connected with the case that we had? And we said that the chazaka could not follow from the mother to the daughter as far as marrying a kohen.
Yeah, but I guess we paskin it does, so we're going with the psak that it does. The b'sefer prima godim kosev alav, he has a stronger question. You have to hear the prima godim asks a stronger question. The Minchas Yaakov's question was that the chazaka that paskin that the mother's a treifa, a nevela, sorry, the mother's a nevela should go on the egg also. The Prima Godim says you don't have to say that. Amay luhuk shalo, afil leman demater sveka derabonon beschazak yisura. Even if in a sofik derabonon you don't follow the chazaka, but amay lo niger habeitz acher haof. The egg was born from a tarnagol. The tarnagol's a sofik deraisa, and you go bas a chazaka, you paskin it's a nevela. So the Beitza was born to an Avela. That's the Prima Godim's question. We should look at the Beitza that was born from a chicken that we paskined as an Avela.
How is that different than the
Minchas Yaakov? The Minchas Yaakov's kasha was that the Chazoka, the mother, should paskin on the Beitza too. So it's called, so there's a Chazoka. The strength of the chazaka that says the animal's an avela should tell us that the egg is an egg of an avela. And you don't say sofik derabanan l'kula against the chazaka. The Prima Godim says even if you don't follow chazaka b'makom sofik derabanan, that means if you have this as a sofik derabanan, you don't follow chazaka. But here the egg was born to a chicken, and we paskin on the chicken that it's an avela. So that's the Prima Godim's question. Vanius died in Irish. The Shmaitz is going to answer all the questions. The Shom Bataz Kosav.
Prima Godim brought down, is right?
Yeah. The Ein Lahatar Akelim Lukminu Becheskos Hatar. A Shoichit was Beshechting, and they checked him once, and they found out he doesn't know Hilchos Shechita. Remember that? So the Taz Paskind, you apostle everything he shechted. Even you go backwards too. Because you follow chazaka. And the kalim are also considered treif, even though the kalim have a cheskas ksherim. The kalim we know was kosher up until a certain point in time. So the kalim have a cheskas kosher. Why? Because if you paskin on basar that it's treif, or an avela, whatever, and it was cooked in kalim, then the kalim are going to be treif. So here you paskin on the chicken, it's an avela. So the egg that was born from the chicken is an egg of an avela. So, in other words, the questioners are assuming that the egg does not have an independent status. The egg is whatever the mother is. If the mother's an avela, so it's the egg of an avela. The mother's kosher, it's the egg of a kshera. The kalim in which the meat was cooked, they don't have independent status anymore. if the meat is paskin treif. It's like saying we go to the source of the shayla, and then the fallout's the fallout. And the fallout does not have independent status. That's the question. So now the Shmaitz is going to say, the Taz brings a raya from the good old mikvah. So the guy that was toivel there, so we say all the tyrus that were, if you had truma or whatever that was used, they're tome, even though they have a cheskos tyra, because they're dependent on the tartel reyosa. They don't have independent status. The tovel shabachanami kenu kanayin sham. The hainu, the Shmaitzer explains, he's setting them up for the kill. Even then, wait. Laniyos daiti nira. Let's start from the beginning of the paragraph again. La'aniyos daiti nira. The sham betaz kosav. Dein lahater hakelim look minu becheskos heter. Even the gereus of the mikvah. Even the gereus of the mikvah ubetovol sham hachanami kain hukan.
Wait,
huh?
But the
kelim
can't
have a kelim. Like the kelim
can't
have a kelim.
Kelim tamei to begin with, right?
No, we're talking about kelim that you cooked suffik nevela in.
Okay.
And then the tyrus that you used in the kelim, which was suffik tamei.
Okay, not kelim that we tovel to the mikvah.
Saying, behind the keeping in a subject about Musa's of a tyrus, Allah, a tobble, even that tobble, Tommy, Machmas Tarkle, Ray, so looking at Tobble, Cascus Tommy, it became a melancholy and a gamble Tommy. He's saying like this. What do we say? Let's say the mikvah. The mikvah is tied to the Ray, so, right? So if you had Tomei Kalim that were toiveled in this mikveh, this is the mikveh that we found now to be chaser. So you combine Harei Chaser Lefanecha with the Cheskos Tuma. Now what din is the Gemara talking about? That if you put into these Kalim Truma, so they you assume they're Tomei. They take on the din of the Kalim. And if you have meat that you paskin is treif in the vela, so then the kalim that you cook the meat in, they become treif also. So the Shmait, even though they have chazaka, so the Shmait explains as follows. There really is no suffix on these innocent kalim that you cook the meat in. We have no reason to think there's anything wrong with them. So the whole suffix is the meat that was cooked in them. The reason they have no independent status is because they have no independent din. The reason there's a suffix is because they cooked this meat in it. Ergo, whatever the meat is, the kalim are going to be, because they don't have an independent status.
So you can't use the chazaka of Tohor with the kalim because it really
You don't have a suffix on the kalim. You can't use the cheskos tyra of the kalim because your suffix isn't on the kalim. We don't have a problem with the kalim, so to speak. The kalim, the problem is you cooked meat in them. So whatever din the meat has, the kalim are going to have. You can't use the cheskos kashrus, let's say, of the kalim because this is what the Shmaitz is saying. Because you don't have over there, you can't use the cheskos tyra because you don't have a suffix on the kalim. The whole suffix on the kalim, nemtzach, is taken because of the meat you cooked in them. The whole reason we have a suffix, if the kli is tummy or not, if the truma is tummy, we don't have a suffix if the truma is tummy. It's not tummy. Oh, but the reason it might be tummy is only because you put it into a kli which might be tummy. So the whole suffix in the truma is the suffix of the kli that you put it in. It doesn't have an independent suffix. its whole suffix is because you put it into a kli. Its whole suffix of the meat, of the keli, is because you cook the meat in there. Therefore, of course, it's going to take on whatever din the meat has. If the meat's osur, then the keli are osur. If the keli is tameh, then the truma is going to be tameh.
So then why is the beits...
listen up. Vasofik v'shoichet im ha-behemo ha-sura v'meilu kol ha-kelim avul achakach v'emotzinu lukmim v'chaz kosayu kivin de'en ha-sofik v'kelim, because the kelim don't have their independent sofik. The whole sofik is noilad because of that other outside force, so to speak. So whatever the outside force is, they're going to be. Elaguf ha-sofik v'behemo v'chivin de'en ha-sura v'meilu ha-sura v'kelim. Avol hacha, but over here, habeitza shehi b'tarnagolas. Vasofik, you shechted the chicken. So now the question is, did the shechita help for the chicken, or did you mess up? And then you have an independent, the beitza is formed already. So you have two independent shilas. One is on the chicken, and one is on the egg. Because the egg has its own, the egg's been formed already. It's true. It's dependent on the same thing. Is the chicken a nevela or not? But dependency is not the same. This is the Lomda Shmaitz's point. Just because you have two things that are dependent on the same shaila, there's no problem if I paskin here one way and here a different way, because here there's no chazaka and here there is a chazaka. The only time we can't do that in these other cases is when they're not just dependent. These two things are dependent on the same thing. No problem. This has a chazaka, l'paskin osur. This doesn't have a chazaka, l'paskin mutter. But when it's not a question of dependent, but see here, the two things independent, they happen to be dependent on the same point. So you say that's pretty foolish. It's either an availer or not an availer. So the Torah doesn't work that way. The Torah is a legal system. When we can say this is one way because there's no chazaka, and this is the other way, even though they're dependent on the same thing. But in other cases, they're not dependent on the same thing. One is novea from the other. It flows from here to here. The only reason we suspect this kli might be treif is because you cooked this meat in it. So if the meat's kosher, pot's kosher. If the meat's treif, the meat's treif. You can't say the meat's treif, but the pot has a cheskas kosher, because it got its status from the meat. It's not just two things that are dependent on the same third thing. It's two things that the something in one is noveya, is flowing, is coming from that. So that's what the choice is, the fight is mechalik. So this is a Sofik Drabbana, you go to Kula, and this is a Sofik Deraisa, you go to Chumra, or it has a Chazaka, Einos Vucha. But you can't say once this is Einos Vucha, then the Beitza has to be a Beitza's Nevela. No, it does in Metzias, but okay. We're in the legal system.
I can describe what the Rebbe has been saying the whole time, because that is not a view on the end.
Right, and it so also helps...
We're not saying that.
I'm not sure it wouldn't work with Rove, but it certainly helps the fact that Chazaka doesn't deign to tell you what really happened. This is really a Gemara. This is the Gemara. Like you said, with the Chazaka of the mother helping for the daughter. Again, if the mother was Boyle a Mamzer, she's also to a Kohen. And also the daughter is also to a Kohen. Now the daughter has no Cheskas Kashas. We're saying maybe she was born not kosher l'kahuna. The mother has a cheskas kashas. So you have two independent things, both dependent on the same thing. Was this guy a goy or a kosher a Jew? So the Gemara Taka says the mother has a cheskas kashas. The child does not have a cheskas kashas. There is a mandiyomere. You can use the cheskas kashas for the child. So. But they're two, again, they're two independent things. The mother's question if she's mutter or kayin is dependent if she was nivel to a guy. And this child is questioned because maybe the father was a guy. It's true, it's the same thing, but they're two independent questions. And one has a chazaka, one doesn't. But I'll give you an example. Let's say we paskin the mother is the mother's kosher. So the cheskus kosher. I take it back. Also so you have that suffix in the egg. Also a suffix about Fuzushala Baitsa. So ain't Sveiko Niger Akar Atanagoles. The suffix in the egg is not necessarily automatically gonna be whatever we say about the Tanagoles. Even the Sveiko Machlazaka, because it has an independent suffix. Again, dependence is defined as being Mechali. In this kind of dependence, we have two independent things, and they're both dependent on the same thing. So you could say in English, one status is dependent on the other, but it's not really. You wouldn't say that. I mean, you could say it, and it maybe wouldn't be a false statement, but it's not really true. They are both dependent on the same thing, but they're not really dependent on each other. Okay? If the egg, you don't get it? It's a beautiful chiluk. The egg has its own status, though. It has its own din.
And its din from initial born, if you will, whatever you want to call it, is a din of kosher?
No, if it's Midrabban and Osir, but we have a suffix.
Right, but I'm
if it's a shchuta, it's kosher. We have a suffix if it's the suffix of Beis is available or not.
Isn't this like
right, the shchita affects two entities. It affects the chicken. It also affects the... Now, it's true, logically, you can say if it was a good shchita, so they're both okay. And if it was not a good shchita, they're both not okay. That's logic. But
I'm not saying that statement.
I'm saying you can ask that. Yeah, but the answer is, it's like Shnei Shvilin, right?
To me, it sounds like the guy that's married to two a suffix sister, like which one of the sisters.
Right.
And we don't say, right?
So right.
You can't be married to both of them, but we can paskin each one separately.
Right, you paskin each one separately. Mashenkin, if one's din flows from the other, so then. Let me. If a guy is boy or a woman, so she becomes puzzled to kahuna. Right?
Right. Which makes her daughter.
Wait. Now, any subsequent children are also children of kahuna.
Right.
But let's say the child that's born from that bia. So I would propose that even according to the man the Yomar, that the mother's kosher and the child is pasul, but the child that's born from the bia is maybe for sure kosher.
Why?
Because maybe it's pasul because the father was a guy anyway.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm not sure about. Okay. Uma shehiksham b'sefer minchas Yaakov.
The new paragraph, right?
Yeah.
It's Pasha again, the other paragraph, which I think we talked about a long time, which is on the mikveh case. So he seems to be saying that the Russian confusion is the Itzuma suffix bat smusa. So by the mikveh case, what is the suffix bat
smusa? The tyrus. We're talking about the tyrus. Yes. We paskin that the kalim tameim that were nitfal in the mikveh. We paskin their tummy. He's a tire to the rails.
That's the subject about smusa.
No. And we're talking about the tyrants that were put into those kalim.
No, I understand. But the subject about smusa is the kalim that were put into the mikvah that were tummy. And it's tire to the rails. In each case, the Shmaisa says, which is the subject about smusa?
He's talking about the tyrants have a. They don't have a suffix ba'atz musa. Their own suffix is because you put them in these kalim.
That's it. But what does have a suffix ba'atz musa in the mikvah is the kalim that we put in.
The kalim have a suffix. Right. They become tahar or not.
In other words, not the mikvah. The mikvah is mamela dikadin.
The mikvah also does. But that's why it's hagdol reyusah. We have a suffix in the mikvah. When did it become possible? We have a suffix in the kalim that they become tamei or tahor, that they become tahor. And so, as we talked about it, ad infinitum already.
No, but here, this right says clearly his opinion. That's musa of the suffix is the kalim and not the mikveh. The mikveh is only a side dish to the.
That's only because it's tied to the. It's only because it's not for Tarkel Reyosa. So we follow the mikvah.
I follow the mikvah. We follow the mikvah.
If not for the din of Tarkel Reyosa. So the chazoka of the mikvah will overpower the chazoka of the kelim, of the person. So right? We talked about that.
Right,
but that's the more Makori suffering. He's. That's the more Makori suffering. So therefore, if it would be a toss up. Between the chazaka of the mikvah, the chazaka of the kalim, the chazaka of the mikvah would win.
Mm-hmm. The mikvah has a chesed chazaka.
Right.
It's just chesed of never. The shmeis is not as a chazaka of the hashem. That's useless. Nothing is nothing except chazaka of use. The mikvah has a chesed chazaka.
And that would win over the chesed tamei of the guy.
So why does it?
Because it's talked to the regular.
Oh, and that's because the guy has a chesed tamei. That's the weaker.
Whatever it is, we're not going into that shot and tackle the way that was yesterday.
His point is that you
talk about the tyrus that were used in those kalim. They don't have a suffix ba'at smusa.
I think not. What does have a suffix ba'at smusa?
Whatever does. The kalim have.
The mikvah has. That's the point. That's his
whole point. We're not talking. The mikvah also does. But we know that the kalim win. But the type of the rails
the chicken also
about.
Does in the egg. No, it's that.
It does. The chicken
no, the
is
egg. The egg has a suffix batzmusa.
Right.
That's what makes the whole din.
No problem.
So where the suffix batzmusa is, you're saying, is the ikar zaka. Okay, okay.
I agree.
I don't know what you want.
Venera the keeping the time of Umashik Shabbat Michael Yaakov Dov Besofik Beshchit Avalei Cheskos Isser Vesos Feko Filim with Rabbanim. Why don't you say that the chazaka of the chicken is on the egg also? Mm-hmm. So you're right. We can say Cheskosayim Lo Mahani Labas. Venera the keeping the time of the Besofik Beshchit the puzzle. Hainim Mishum the Mukla Becheskosheno Zavuach. That's the chazaka Cheskosheno Zavuach. Ubeitzu Zu Emoisa Yoitzu Koydem Shchit Oisa Muteres. It wouldn't. The Beitz is not Eva Menachai. The Beitz is mutter. If an egg is hatched, if it's laid. If the egg is laid, it's not Eva Menachai. The egg is mutter. The aim of Beitz is Eva Menachai. Kol shi nigmeris. If it's not. Bein Yisur Elam Shem Beitz is Nevela. Elom Shem Eina Zavuach. Em Kein Eina Chazok Ela Betana Golis. Dimlo nigmaro, if it wouldn't be complete, the egg vade asur vade. Tomorrow tana goylus. Dim nigmaro lo shaych isa ibe menachayo eino zavuach. Kibin dim hoyzu yoytus kaidim shchit ein ba mishum eino zavuach. Main isa klal rak mitad beisat avela bedrabon anus feikol ahoka. Sfir leila shach, tabo gab the sobbing echad ala tana goylus. Vala beitza, a tana goylus yeish lo cheska sheino zavuach asur vadei. A bait the shame book hazoka, Buteris Hila Gamri. So that's his terrace. Good. Any questions? We'll take questions on the floor.